You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on January 17, 2013. The Pew Internet and American Life Project released their 2013 health report, which provides us with information about how people are going online to access health information. Pew found that 1 in 3 American adults have gone online to learn more about a medical condition. 8 in 10 online health inquiries started a search engine such as Google, Yahoo, or Bing. Specific diseases and treatments continue to dominate people's online queries. Internet users with health insurance are significantly more likely than those without health insurance to research certain topics, such as a specific disease or treatment. Other topics, such as food and drug safety, are moderately more popular among internet users with health insurance, compared with those who do not report having insurance coverage. We should note that this is the first time Pew analyzed health insurance in their report. Younger adults and minorities lead the way with mobile health information searches, and 1 in 4 people seeking health information online have hit a paywall, or a site where users have to pay to access information. So what does this data mean for the HIV community? Shamless Wanzer-Nesbitt from Texas Women's University, who is attending NASEM's National African American MSM Leadership Conference on HIV and Other Health Disparities, this week told AIDS.gov, "I'm going to use this data as a tool to help educate my colleagues about the importance of using new media." Shamless presented a poster at NASEM about using FaceTime for individuals to meet with case managers instead of in-person visits. At AIDS.gov, this data helps us plan how and where we provide HIV/AIDS information to our audiences. So please think about how you can use this information in your HIV work, and please let us know your comments at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.